Hello and welcome to The Hop, a podcast designed to help marketers and business owners navigate the ever-changing landscape of marketing. I'm your host, Matt Taylor Farrington, and the owner of Purple Bunny Marketing. And today I am joined by Kira from River 949.
Hi.
Hello. And we're going to do a bit more of a deep dive into radio and when it's effective to use call to action advertising. Perfect. So let's get started. We're flying solo. No question sheet in my hand this week.
I know.
Nick got up me because apparently it was rummaging and making sounds in the mics. So apparently I've got to start remembering what we're talking about.
Shock horror.
So call to action. Obviously, it's important in any business that they need to run call to action based campaigns.
Yes.
But when and why should I run and how, I guess, should I run them on radio?
Okay. So when should you run a call to action? When you have a reason to.
Yes.
So a reason could be as simple as a special time of the month, your birthday, a sale that you've got on, you've got
end of financial year.
End of financial year, you've got stock to clear. I mean, you know, every month in the start of the financial, or you know, first half of the year, we've got more celebratory
reasons, special days and events, and
long weekends. Sorry, everybody, that you can poke a stick at. So there's going to be a reason to do something.
Correct.
Something, and you can disguise it as, you know, we've got stock to clear, but it's our Easter sale.
Yes.
Woo. So why not run a call to action campaign around it?
Yep.
So we've actually got clients that all they do is once a quarter they'll run a call to action campaign, and it'll be based around an event, something or other, sale, whatever.
Yes.
So why not turn around and say, hey, we've got this reason for you to come in.
Yep.
Why would you do a call to action campaign? Well, it drives fear of missing out.
Mm.
If you're turning around and saying, for this month only, you can receive this.
Yes.
Then you are going to drive that fear of missing out with your buyers.
Yes.
And it drives people to make a decision today, not tomorrow.
Correct. And I think the call to action has to actually be something of value or something that I can't get regularly.
Yeah.
To be effective. Yeah. It's all good us saying there's so many reasons you can run an offer and you can, but the offer has to mean something.
It does. Like
to add value.
Well, yeah, that's right. People have got to go, that means something to me.
And I can't get it unless I buy it now.
Yes.
Correct.
So all too often, and I actually had this conversation sort of in my personal life recently. We were going back to school and it was like, oh, you know, you need to go now because it'll be 20% off, and 20% off ends, you know, at the end of this month. And it's like, yeah, but I don't need that product now. And when school goes back, I know that they're going to offer 40% off. So I'm going
to
wait
to clear out the stock.
Exactly. Yeah. So be a little bit strategic with who you're trying to target and why you're trying to target them.
Yes.
And make the offer good. My favorite is BOGO, buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
It's a great way to turn around and get somebody to walk through the door, especially when it comes to coffee.
Mm. Speaking of someone who's highly caffeinated this morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
I work in marketing. Of course I have a latte in my hand. But yes, I agree. I think, the offer has to actually sell something.
Yes.
You know, I see a lot of, we work with a lot of different crossovers of businesses, and, you know, we work with gyms. And they are notorious for running the same sort of offer all the time and then get disappointed when they don't see the impacts. And I guess, you know, you need to, when you're going to run an offer, don't run an offer every month, month in, month out, unless it actually provides proper value and wows and delights and gives someone a reason to purchase. But if you are going to run something, pick your peak times of the year, when you're going to do it, have a plan, and make that offer actually mean something. Don't put something up that, you know, in 2 months' time when business is slow or whatever, you're going to run that offer again, because it just means that people are going to go, oh, I can go in at any time and get that offer. Why come in now?
Well, you've trained your consumers to expect a lower
100%.
Rate. And that's what what I just mentioned before is the fact that I'm trained now to know I'm going to get a great offer when school actually goes back. I can stock up for next year. So you know, that's something that I have been trained by this company yes. to expect.
Correct.
And it's the reason why the gyms aren't getting that response is because people go, oh, eventually there'll be a free sign on. Eventually yep. there'll be.
Or I'll get a month free or a week free or 2 weeks free or whatever. Yeah, agreed. And yeah. I think. And that's when, you know, we've been talking about it in the previous podcast where branding is so important
yeah.
and selling the benefits of your business and what you provide and the solutions or the product. But there is those times, and that's what we're talking about today, is that when you do actually want to run a call to action, how to effectively do it.
That's basically. Right.
Okay, so we understand all of those elements, but so on radio, what should I do? Like if I'm going to run it, say I run a month-long campaign.
Yeah.
And I've got some amazing offer that I can't get at any other time of the year from said business. What would your recommendations be from a radio perspective? Do I do a short, sharp burst on air? Mm. Do I go hard the whole month? You know, what would be your kind of suggestion in that space?
It depends on your budget.
Yep.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
If you turned around and said, well, actually, I've got a sale weekend coming up
yep.
and I can advertise for... You know, say it's mid-month,
mm-hmm.
advertise for those first 2 months, concentrate on particular weekends.
Yep.
Maybe you're not even looking at doing a full 2 weeks. Maybe yes. we're just doing 9 days.
Yep.
And we're going really hard for those 9 days. What do I mean by really hard for those 9 days? I'm talking 10 plus commercials per day.
Yep.
And we want to be telling people why they need to be in there, when the offer's actually happening, because at the end of the day, there's two things that'll happen.
Yes.
You'll get your early people that'll ring up and say, can I get this offer now?
Yes.
As a business owner, make your decision.
Correct.
Are yes. you going to offer it early, or are you going to make them wait, or are you going to say yes to the sale right then?
Yeah.
So be prepared for that.
But also be prepared for the backlash from that too, because if someone then gets on social media and goes, I already got the offer... You've deflated your offer as well.
Yeah.
So you've got to weigh up the how that works as well.
That's yeah. exactly it. And then the other side of that is that you'll also end up with people who, you know, say you physically got to be there to yes. get the offer. Oh, I couldn't make it in, or they've come in on the Monday after the sale's finished. Are you still going to extend that offer?
Yes.
So that's... You know, yeah. the ups and the downs of running a sale event.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the stock, if you're prepared to extend that offer just for a little bit, and, you know,
yeah.
tricky side note, you can extend your offer. You can go,
correct.
Hey, we've extended the offer. It's still available for another 2 days.
Yes.
And you can retarget and do all the fun marketing bits and pieces.
Yeah, which is, I guess, is part of how Cyber Monday came about, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about a massive event like Black Friday. Cyber Monday came about because everyone extended what they ran
yep.
for Black Friday, and it got extended till the Monday.
Yep.
And that's why now Cyber Monday has become a thing.
Well, Boxing Day sales.
100%. It's
like, you can only get that offer on Boxing Day. Only. Oh, guess what? For that whole week after Boxing Day.
And I've done that. for a car dealership where it was Boxing Sale week.
Yep.
But it works. But you have to, you can run a sale for 4 days, 5 days, a month, whatever it is, but that offer has to be compelling enough to get them to want to come in.
Absolutely.
And you talked about before, you know, maybe sometimes you want the person to come in. Don't always consider hamstringing your customer too, though.
No, that's right.
Because remember, at the end of the day, you just want to sell. Mm. You want to make money, sell what you've got, maybe clear some stock, or maybe you're running an offer for your business, whatever it might be, to get more membership signups or yeah. something like that. Don't hamstring someone in a process because you've got a process for the sake of a process as well.
You make it too hoopy. People going, too hard, am I out?
100%. So, you know, if you do have this great offer, make sure it is. And we talked about this just before we jumped on about, you know, it's all good to go short and sharp, you know, put that 9-day burst on radio. But are you also backing it up with a strong digital presence?
Yes.
Are you making sure that your social media is promoting the fact that that's happening?
Yeah.
Do you have it online? Can I get it on your website? Can I buy through your website? You know, do you have that offer extended on there? You know, all those little things. Just make sure if you're going to do those sorts of things that you smother the market across any platform.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've had it too often where they'll do. I've had a client who did an offer on air.
Yep.
It was really clear and concise, and it worked great. Mm. They got a lot of inquiries, but what they also had was a lot of inquiries through email to go, hey, I heard something about you guys doing a special. I can't find anything about it.
Information online.
Yep. Tell me more about it. I want to know.
Yes.
So it was great that those consumers actually made contact to... And the offer was compelling enough.
And I was bad enough to leave my phone going.
Bad Matt.
Yes. Rule number one of the podcast, leave your phone outside the studio.
Or on silent.
Yes. Well, it is on silent. That was the watch. But anyways.
Anyways,
back to where we were. Yes.
So it was great that those consumers actually reached out to that business
yes.
to make contact, because it could have been a lost lead.
100%, yeah.
But they didn't have anything online. Yep. So there was no, you know, giant button up the top to say, inquire now for our special, or buy here now, or buy now.
Or 20% off that links to the message, or whatever it is.
Or book me, you know, yes. anything like that that actually drives that end result.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't driven the end result by missing that little piece of detail, you've done all of this marketing and all of this planning and all of this action.
Spend a lot of money.
Yep, for no result.
Correct.
Or a smaller result than you could have ended up with.
Yes.
Because consumers are now trained to go online, to look at your offer, yep. to view your information, to get more detail, and even just to make contact. You know, a quick Google on the phone.
Yes.
To actually end up calling you.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it, drive that action through your digital marketing and make sure that everybody's Agreed. Singing the same song.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess that leads us to the next question, because you're talking about that, which is great. When we talk about crafting the radio commercial and doing that side of things, do I need to put something in there for the consumer to know that I've got to give a certain code or a code reference or a phone number or any of that sort of stuff? And I know the answer, but what are you saying? What do you think?
So in radio, we don't like codes.
Agreed.
Because consumers will remember, like, so just what I was referring to just before about, hey, I heard you had a special. I don't remember what the special was, but it was intriguing enough.
They recalled the brand and that there was something special there.
Yep. So it's like, I've driven enough action to get contact made.
Yep.
Now it's, how do I find out about the special?
This offer. Yeah.
You put it on your website, you put it in your social media, you put a, you know, Facebook works really well with, you know, special codes and links.
Yes.
So drive people to your Facebook page. If you're really desperate for that action, drive people to a particular place.
Yes.
So, i.e., I want, you know, search us on Facebook.
Yes.
Search us on Google. Find out more information
yes.
here.
Yeah.
That will actually drive more action and give you an idea of the action.
Yes.
That happened. The return on investment.
Yeah, agreed. And I guess business owners say that to me because they just want to know, I want to make sure that I'm spending my right money and that, you know, yes. my investment's in the right place and right place and what's my ROI on that and all the rest of it. And my answer to them is that radio is trackable in a way,
yeah,
but not through those means. So those are very old school methods and ways of thinking to put it in into radios. No one's going to remember a code. You know, it's like when someone says to me, oh, I put a QR code on my billboard. So while someone's driving at 100 kilometres, you're expecting them to take a photo, you know. It's just little things like that that, look, we understand, and I'm a business owner too. I understand you've got to get the best, you want to get the best bang for your buck.
Yeah.
For me, the best way to track something is to actually see website traffic.
Yeah.
Because the biggest thing that, or social media traffic, if you're pushing them there, the biggest thing radio can do for you is push people to your online platform.
Yeah.
Yes, it will drive people in, definitely, and people may ring because people do that.
Yeah.
But my view is to always look at your digital traffic and look at, okay, so I ran radio here. Did I see a spike in that traffic and an alignment there? And it is a measure that you can use to determine the success of a campaign.
Absolutely.
But don't always just think that because you didn't see that traffic at that time that it didn't work. There's also things where there can be prolonged stuff that can happen. It can also be, was the offer compelling enough? Was it enough for that consumer to want to commit? Did I put it on the right station?
Yes.
You know, like, was I talking to the right audience? There's all sorts of things, but they're all the sorts of things that we measure in marketing when we're looking at it.
That's right.
But that's the one thing I always get is, you know, oh, should I put a code in it or a QR code on something printed or whatever? Yes and no in certain aspects. Mm. It depends. On radio, no.
Well, you know what I actually always refer back to whenever I'm talking to a client about this is you look at the Hungry Jack's model. So Hungry Jack's, again, we go back to somebody who's trained.
Yes.
The consumer is trained to, I know that at least two or three times a year, I'm going to get in my junk mail this coupon group.
Yep.
Now, during that time, are they measuring that, did the coupons work? No, they're not, because if they were measuring that the coupons work, they probably wouldn't do it as often.
Correct.
What they're measuring is, did we see more foot traffic after that coupon was released?
Correct.
They don't mind that they didn't get as many coupons delivered.
Physically,
because, you know, more coupons delivered means less profit.
Correct.
But it's driven people to come in, and even, you know, you turn around and you go, oh, I've got vouchers, I'll go and use them.
Yes.
And then you drive there and you go, I forgot the vouchers.
I left them at home.
Are you going to drive home to get them?
No. Correct. And not only that, when they are using the vouchers, people get upsold to other products, other Absolutely. Things, whatever. You know, all those sorts of things happen. So it is, and it's an effective way for them to see a boost in their traffic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you're right, you know, it's not just the website traffic that you can look at. You can also look at, okay, so I ran all this marketing. Did it have an impact on my overall sales?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you measure leads or you measure foot traffic or phone traffic, whatever it is that you're measuring for your business, did you see a lift? And if you did, then you can quite confidently say that the marketing had an impact on what you did.
100%.
Especially if that spike is only at that period where you ran those campaigns.
Yeah. So. And you'll see that spike as that campaign sort of got to its finality.
Yes.
And then you'll see it'll sort of drop off towards the end of it, but there will be a trail off after the advertising's finished.
Yeah, and people who possibly forgot that the offer ended on that day and then go on, for example, the offer ended on the Saturday and they go back on the Monday to look or something like that. Yeah. So you will see a little bit of that flow on.
It's just the fact that people have heard it so often and then it's like, oh, bugger, I've got to do that.
Yeah.
And now they're at that point where I can actually take action, and maybe the offer's finished, but they're still taking action and finding out about you.
And that's when you run an extended offer.
ta-da!
Correct. You missed it on that day, but we extended it.
Oh, surprise!
But yes. All right. Well, I think we've covered off call to action-based campaigns, when to run them, what to do, and how they sort of work. So that, and we're getting the wrap-up signal from Nick. Because otherwise we would just keep talking. Thank you for tuning into The Hop to see and hear more from us and to stay up to date with what's changing and trending in marketing. Make sure you give us a follow and subscribe on the link below. Thanks to Kira for coming in.
No problem.
Appreciate it. It's always fun chatting. You always seem to make me stutter, forget my lines.
What can I say? It's a gift.
So yes, make sure if you've got any feedback or you've got some ideas you want to talk about, make sure you comment on our socials and stay tuned to The Hop, helping you to get your marketing hoppin'.